Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, just trying here, or someone can say it in the story. But look here, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Bhagavatam, teachings of the six Goswamis and so on, they tell us that Vrindavan is, in the heart of a devotee, is where a devotee in the Vrindavan mood is. And that may sound poetic, yeah, yeah. But the real Vrindavan is over there somewhere, far up, far, far away, in that specific place, or on earth, then in that place there in India, where Krishna was. But we could, I say, someone says, in this story, also understand it that Vrindavan on earth, Gokula, means when humans in this Burloka, this earthly realm, on this earth planet, who walk on this surface, or whatever realm or loka they are on, when they are living, because you know, simple village life is the basic, simple, fundamental life, you could say, on this planet, right? Tilling the ground, growing the food, caring for the cows. And Krishna likes that. That's his favorite place. The simplest, the sweetest. And when a devotee lives there, well, even if just having that in the heart, but lives on earth that way, it's not a matter of geographic location, but of that village farming, pastoral, and that landscape, that environment, with Krishna there at the center, with God at the center. Sometimes Krishna even appears here. But then sometimes not. More so not, right? Because Krishna, in the Krishna book, he leaves Vrindavan, goes to Mathura, and so on. So it's this Raja, Rasa, whatever you want to say, it's about that, it's much about that. What's it called? Love and separation. But also about this simple, to kind of see, look for, wait for, God appearing there somewhere in this beautiful, simple land, which the big priests and the big cities and temples, they think, may think, that's not a place for God. God should sit on a throne, mighty. Heavens above. So what I'm suggesting here, and my understanding, I think I can anchor it and support it from the scriptural evidence, the writings of the Goswamis and so on, that it's more about the consciousness we have and the environment, the lifestyle we live. But then when we do that with God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, as we call it, in that specific rasa, then that's where we are, Vrindavan, if it's that rasa. Mathura, if it's the town rasa, Dvaraka, if it's a big the city rasa, so on. And therefore we have these different environments here where we take birth and we live, maybe move from one to another, and maybe returning. And that's how life goes on. And yes, we may say in this material world, this is Maya, this is illusion, it's not for real. But a devotee sees it for real, Prabhupada says, because he sees Krishna. It's all Krishna. It's all Krishna's world. It's just when you forget Krishna that it becomes strange and dreamy and illusory. Others, the devotees, they, wherever they are, long life, short life, what does it matter? Here I am now. And look, here is Vrindavan. And it's just a word. Here is my simple country dwelling. And here are the cows, and here are my friends and parents and sons and daughters. So let's just live happily here. And we do that with God in the center, with God consciousness. God here as the sun, uniting us all, nourishing us all, upholding us all, the best friend of us all, the parent of us all. Radha Krishna, God as God. And the rest is just a matter of what rasa, what relationship we prefer to have to God, which environment we prefer to live in and how. And seeing and being with God in that environment, in that situation, in that relationship, and with each other. It's as simple as that, really. And then if we humans can just come to that point of understanding that this is life, this is full life, satisfying, happy life, and we have these relations to each other, happy, friendly, whatever relations we have, with God in the center, seeing each other, you know, all of us as ultimately a big family. We should just, you know, win-win, share with each other and do nice, cool, happy things. That's what life is about. And that's what we do when our struggle for survival is over, don't we? And that's what we do when we're built up too much and got too greedy and crazy and then blew everything up again. Go out there, sing a song, paint a painting, write a book, tell a story, make a play, dance. tell stories, maybe sad stories, but also happy stories, stories that give truth and reality and guidance and wisdom and hope and inspiration and just real fun, real joy, real happiness. And that's what the world is, the big world, the big cosmos is about. Not just struggle for survival. As some, I would say, stupid so-called scientists, they call themselves that, try to tell us with these chemicals. Their purpose of life is just to keep that structure of chemicals together. I mean, come on. It's a hellish philosophy. We need to get out of that. But also, by seeing it this way, again, you could say the cosmological, the worldview way. Who am I? What's the world? Who are we? What are we supposed to do here? We want to be happy, but how? I mean, but then learn to separate reality from illusion. To see the real way to enjoy life. The real meaning, the real life there. Which includes God. In fact, God is the most conspicuous being around here. If you should doubt anyone's existence, you can't doubt the existence of God. You doubt your own existence, rather. Because we are just little, as it seems, temporary. But we aren't, but we are. We are the race, we are dependent, we are the small ones. In a world which is obviously, well, as it seems to some of us, hiding behind it, a great, fantastic, super intelligent, super powerful, super creative one. That some is just can't think of even as a person like we are. But if you think rather that, yes, of course, a person like we are, but not the one, little one like we, but a different kind of person who we can identify with and understand. As much as you can understand a gold mine through. A grain of gold. That's what gold is. So if we look at ourselves, the beauty and the creativity and the wow. All of that we have as humans, if we dare to look at us positively. And we are, I say, deep within, and often not that even very deep within, good, nice, and cool, and wonderful, lovable. Sometimes we go into these shadows where we take our dreams a bit, oops, too far, and then, hey, maybe you should come back here again, it's more fun here. So we just help each other to keep, because this is our creation, this world. And we have the freedom here to create whatever we want. And if someone creates a hell for themselves, then maybe we can tell you, hey, come back here. It's much nicer here. And let's have fun. So, and yes, if the humans can just understand that much, and then understand the universality of that truth we're talking now, and that the God we're talking about here is that sun that we all are the rays from. And I'm not talking sun impersonally, but the great, wonderful, beautiful, happy, lovable, loving person, more than anyone else of us, our very best friend. You think of a parent, mother, father as your very best friends, right? I hope. Now, just think of step further. The very best mother and father of all of us. And then we have our individual mothers and fathers and so on there as well. But God, Goddess and God being mother, father, all of us, and therefore we are all a big family. Just give up this stupid, I mean, again, use some intelligence, humans. I mean, we have to do that now. And learn to, because that's what intelligence is, learning to see reality from illusion. And it's illusory. It's a stupid idea to think that there are several different gods just because the people of different countries and cultures have different names of God and a little bit different stories and traditions and churches and power structures and, you know, all that comes in. We need to just... Sometimes we just need to tear down and clean up when things got too weedy and dark and murky. So... And then you'll say, hey... That Muslim boy and girl over there, and the Hindu boy and girl, and the Christian boy and girl, and the whoever, and the Jews, and the so on, and the nothing particular, can appreciate, look here, we are, that person is also lover of God, friend of God, wants to do. And we can't criticize each other and say that I have a real good and proper relationship to God, but this other person is not doing it exactly the way I do, so therefore has no relationship to God, but it's the devil instead. You know, that kind of... Again, we need to get over certain illusions that crept in, often put in there by less intelligent people for political purposes, for making their religion strong or whatever, all kinds of things. So because they are used to this, and the others over there, the strange Hindus from India, they should not come here and destroy our Christianity. Let's get rid of them, vice versa, whatever direction. We need to get over this, get a little bit. I mean, we humans, we need to, we're talking big words about evolution and progress, and that we now are the best ever and the people of the past were primitive. But hey, I think we need to take a second look here. I say we need to learn from the people of the past. They may not have had this fantastic technology and making these big cities and buildings. But also they didn't mess around such as we do now in these big cities and with this technology and with all these fancy chemicals and things we have invented and drugs and machines and the money. And producing all these junks that is now just destroying almost the earth, the air and the ground. And I mean, come on now, we need to. Because the thing is, if we go on like this, we will only destroy ourselves. And nature will just take over again and things will grow nicely again, and gradually the poisons will also sink down deeper. Mother Earth takes care of it, but and maybe that's how it has to be now and then. That grand empire crumbles. And yeah, times to step out on the countryside and pray for the mercy of Mother Earth and Father Heaven. Till the ground and sow our seeds and plant and take care, feed our children and make them happy and strong. Build nice, robust houses for ourselves and take care of our families and take care together in communities or village or town. And hey, that it works. That's the way it was even when I was a kid. Where I grew up with my relatives and living in villages and me in a small town. So it's not that far away, but sometimes it seems so. When people are just living a life floating or hovering or loitering around in some artificial environments which they built in some kind of desperate chase for happiness and joy. And yes, some of it is happy and joyful. It's just part of our natural creativity. But some is not. Some turns more hellish. The drugs and the alcohol and the killing for food. The greed, the selfishness, the madness, the tamagun. So it's there, we can learn about it in the collected wisdom of the world. And hell ain't a bad, nice place to be. It ain't a nice place to be. Hell is a bad place to be. So let's not make hell, at least. Anyway, thanks for now. Hare Krishna.